Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reid coming at you live with another dose of daily stoic wisdom. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball and suddenly everything feels overwhelming? Maybe it's a tough conversation at work, a frustrating family situation, or even just a day when nothing seems to go right. We've all been there. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help you navigate those tricky moments with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of zen? I'm talking about emotional intelligence, folks. It's not about being overly sensitive or wearing your heart on your sleeve, it's about understanding your own emotions, recognizing the emotions of others, and using that knowledge to make smarter choices and build stronger connections. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of emotional intelligence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you level up your EQ game. First things first, self-awareness is the foundation. It's all about getting to know yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, your triggers, and what sets you off. Ever feel like a volcano ready to erupt? Yeah, we've all been there. But by paying attention to those internal cues, that racing heart, clenched jaw, or sudden urge to grab the nearest donut, you can learn to identify your emotional patterns and manage them before they spiral out of control. It's like having an early warning system for your own emotional outbursts. Next up, empathy is key. Stepping into someone else's shoes isn't just a cliche, it's a superpower. By truly listening to others, understanding their perspectives, and acknowledging their feelings even if you don't agree with them, you build stronger connections and navigate conflicts with more grace. Think of it like this. Empathy is the bridge that connects us, even when we disagree. And speaking of connections, communication skills are crucial for emotional intelligence. It's not just about talking, it's about expressing yourself clearly, actively listening to others, and finding common ground. Ever get stuck in a conversation where you feel like you're talking past each other? That's when clear communication falls apart. By practicing mindful listening and using I statements to express your own feelings, you can create space for genuine understanding and connection. Emotional regulation is another essential piece of the puzzle. It's about managing those overwhelming emotions, the anger, sadness, fear, so they don't control you. Remember that volcano we talked about earlier? You need a few good tools to manage that eruption. Techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness meditation, or even taking a walk in nature can help you cool down and regain control. It's all about finding what works for you and practicing those strategies when things get heated. Finally, let's talk about self-motivation. Emotional intelligence isn't just about understanding others, it's also about staying driven and focused on your goals. By setting realistic expectations, celebrating small wins, and using positive self-talk, you can cultivate a sense of purpose and keep pushing forward even when things get tough. Think about that time you faced a challenge head-on, not because you had to, but because you were genuinely motivated to succeed. That's the power of emotional intelligence at work. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch. They're feeling overwhelmed and stressed, and they just need someone to talk to. Now, imagine yourself as that supportive friend. You listen attentively, validate their feelings without judgment, offer words of encouragement, and help them brainstorm solutions. You don't try to fix everything, you simply show up with empathy and understanding. That, my friends, is emotional intelligence in action. So, what are the key takeaways? Remember to cultivate self-awareness, practice empathy, hone your communication skills, manage those emotions effectively, and keep that inner motivation burning bright. Today's episode is all about equipping you with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and connection. Think of emotional intelligence as your secret weapon for success in relationships, at work, and even in your own personal journey. Remember, this isn't a destination, it's a continuous process. So keep learning, keep growing, and keep showing up for yourself and others with authenticity and compassion. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of emotional intelligence. I want to hear your thoughts. What strategies are you using to boost your EQ? Share them in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.